The controversial issue of remuneration for directors at the Cowichan Valley Regional District has been referred to a meeting on July 16. The district's governance committee received a comprehensive review, the first since 2019, of the director's remuneration that was conducted by Harbor West Consulting at its meeting on June 4, which proposed some changes to the way salaries and benefits are determined. Among the recommendations is that board directors receive an increase in their remuneration in 2025 to keep in line with BC's Consumer Price Index instead of being based on the same percentage increase negotiated in the CUPE Local 358 collective agreement as it is currently. Annual salary adjustments per the CPI should be implemented each January 1, and a full remuneration review should be conducted in the year prior to a local government election. These recommendations, and a number of others, were presented at the board meeting on June 11, but the board decided to refer the matter back to the next meeting of the Governance Committee on July 16, and asked staff to prepare a report dealing with a number of issues. They include a review of the time spent by directors as they undertake their various duties and responsibilities, the size of the populations that each director serves, and how the scheduling of meetings may or may not impact the ability of directors, or those seeking office, and related remuneration. Currently, the remuneration for electoral area directors in the CVRD is $51,536, $22,704 for municipal directors, which is in addition to their pay from their municipality, and $34,647 for the chair of the board, which is on top of their pay as a director. The issue of remuneration for directors in the CVRD has been contentious for years as the board is required by the province to decide its own pay, which many regard as a conflict of interest, and the fact that directors, specifically electoral area directors, have different workloads. As well, there are concerns that the low remuneration directors receive and the long hours the job requires discourage many good director candidates from running for office. Cobble Hill director Mike Wilson said electoral area directors received an $11,175 increase in their remuneration in 2023, and that should be enough for now. We're making $51,536 now and that's a living wage, so we're not doing so bad, he said. Saltaire, Gulf Island director Jesse McClinton said he's read the job description of what's expected of a director but it doesn't line up with the reality of the responsibilities. He said, to make the point, several directors currently on the board came into the role with part-time jobs, but gave them up. When the rubber hits the road, the reality of the workload and expectations is significantly different, he said. Cowichan Bay director Hillary Abbott encouraged all the directors to attend the Governance Committee meeting on July 16 when their remuneration will be discussed again. I implore directors to be there in person because it's a very challenging topic to discuss and it's hard to get the intonation when you're attending remotely, he said. Lake Cowichan Mayor Tim McGonigal said he thinks it's important that it's understood that any decisions made by the board in regards to remuneration wouldn't impact the current board, but the new board that is elected after the municipal elections next year. He said it's important to be able to have a diversity of people elected to the board. Some of us are a little long in the tooth because we're retired and we can accommodate the ability to attend these meetings without taking time off work, he said. If we want good representation, I think we have to afford the best ability to attract the best people.